G'day, welcome to Partakers Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy and discover what they are sharing with us today.
As he made his way to the battlefield where his brothers were fighting in King Saul's army against the Philistines, David's own walk with the Lord would have been focused on his mission. His father had requested that he take food to his brothers to sustain them in very perilous times when the Philistines, the arch enemies of Israel, were trying to dominate and overcome God's people Israel. He might have been thinking of how his brothers would receive him, whether they would receive him kindly, graciously, or treat him wrongfully. Brothers do have a way of thinking that way. We are given to think that there was not complete harmony in the home between the sons, especially as we see their response when David does arrive at the Israel camp. The wonderful thing that I considered about this account the other day was how David was so in tune with God and so alerted he was ready for anything the Lord required of him to do that day, as possibly with every other day too. This day was different, however, to his usual sheep-watching days. You see, he had to go to a foreign and dangerous place, the Valley of Elah, a battleground where Israel, God's own people, were in conflict with the Philistines, who had many gods. Was David ready for any warfare he might encounter that day? Had he stopped to think and pray about it? That what was to take that day might have been a terrible disaster for him? No, of course not. That day was obviously unknown to him, but not unknown to God. I would suggest from what we read that David was walking and talking with God as he journeyed. He arrived, some would say amazingly, at the very precise moment that Goliath is bellowing out his daily challenge for any man from the Israel camp to go out and fight against him. He had said, if any of you win this Saul combat with me, your side will be deemed the winners, and the opposing side will be subject to them. You will notice in this boastful statement by Goliath that there was one person missing in all this conversation, the Lord God Almighty. God was being left out. However, he was very much in the mind of David as he travelled to the battlefield and also as he arrived. God was everything to him at this time. He is described in the Bible as a man after God's heart. What a beautiful description of him at this time. And David, when he heard the challenge of this giant, was livid. How dare he talk about God and God's people like he did? And what disrespect for God. You can check it out too in 1 Samuel chapter 17, the whole story. So David determines to do something about it. His brothers were angry at what he suggested. They considered David was very impudent. Weren't they the soldiers? He was a mere shepherd boy who looked after a few of dad's sheep. He was a nobody in their eyes. Soon they would be forced to collect back their thoughts hurriedly at what took place next. The whole situation was changed dramatically because someone, a mere boy in his brother's eyes, took up the challenge of the moment, which affected a great many people and two very strong nations. Do you realize what a change that your prayers can make to a complete world? If as you pray, you know you have God on your side. David goes to the king and suggests that Saul send him. The king tries to put him off fighting against this Goliath, but David is not going to let this one go. He tries Saul's armor at Saul's suggestion, but staggers in armor 20 sizes too big for him and says, I'll do this battle with the weapons I'm used to. 5 stones and a sling. The king said, well, okay, may God bless you. One thing for sure, King Saul was not going to be found at his side as he made his way towards Goliath. He's probably hiding away in a tent somewhere. That was the kind of man he was turning out to be. Not a very good king. It's a foregone conclusion, isn't it? Thought the king. He's bound to lose. But all right, I'll allow him to go and try and do something to this giant. Well, I'm not going to go into the whole story this time. No time for it. But simply to mention something I think is very significant. We do not know what giants will be asked to fight against this day or tomorrow, but are we alert, as David was, and ready for anything to further the kingdom of Christ, which we, his church, should be ready to do? David shocked King Saul, his brothers, perhaps even himself, but he didn't shock God. God honoured a boy who lived after God's heart and knew that God was all-powerful and would win the battle against this boastful, godless character. And he did magnificently defeat the giant. He did something to bring glory to God and victory to God's people. He went out against Goliath, not in his own strength or name, but in God's name and power. We have no power of our own except to try to get in the way of God using us. But when we submit to him and look to him through faith, amazing victories can be won and many advances into Satan's domain. You see, God is looking for alerted people who love him, treasure his word, and use prayer effectively. Aggressiveness is allowed in serving God if we rename it passion for his glory, using every ounce of our being to trust him to work in and through us to bring people to the point of knowing it is with God that they have to do. Goliath fought in his own strength and lost. We always win when we fight in God's strength and are not forgetful to give him the total glory. He always causes us to triumph, said the Apostle Paul. Praise his wonderful name. Have a good day.
How important it is that we start the day with you, Lord. We do not know what any day is going to bring forth. You know everything as you are omniscient. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us to know. But we do have someone whispering in our ears. You cannot do this thing. You are too weak. The devil, the world, and our flesh contest against us continually, and we are on a battleground of our own. But God is able to break through all this, and we may hear his voice saying, "Trust in me alone. Call upon me in the day of trouble and I will answer you." Try to develop a 24/7 relationship with God. We know you, but want to know you more, Lord. Lord, make me useful for thee. Send thou thy spirit to me. In me fulfill your perfect will. Lord, make me useful for thee. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.